Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba, I'm loving it. Well, hello, everybody. Happy Wednesday.
That's right. That's the Fesco and Dusty poll sounder on a Wednesday and the poll question day on the Fan 965. Are you more comfortable with the offense or defense headed into week five for the Kansas City Chiefs? 82.1% of you of 95 votes said defense over offense. That's interesting.
Wow. Yeah, it is.
I thought there'd be a little surge.
Wow, a little surge. What was the vote total so far?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Not Frank White.
Okay.
It was close, though.
Yeah.
Similar. 82.1% are comfortable with the defense going into week five.
Wow. The only thing that has a bigger landslide is Frank losing yesterday. That's insane.
By 2.9%. That's interesting.
I'm surprised it's that big a margin.
Me
not
too.
The Frank margin, but the people are more confident,
I mean,
in the defense.
Xavier Worthy,
right?
Comes back for one game and they put up 37.
Right.
But maybe that was just because
I think people are starting
expectations that it was a bad defensive team for the Ravens, so let's just pump the brakes.
Yeah, but he is such a difference maker in this offense. And it's not just him, it was Breshard Smith too. Like, I mean, I thought he added a nice little twist
Please.
To this offense, and, you know, changing it up, the six offensive linemen that we've talked about, like, everybody yep. contributed on that team. And so they were NFL players, man. They're getting paychecks as well. You beat an NFL team. We got to stop poo-pooing that win over the Baltimore Ravens, because as you guys have mentioned, up until kickoff, Baltimore was still a favorite and everybody knew what they had in defense. I think the answer is probably defense, and I think people are choosing defense now because we're starting to realize how good a defense we had.
I think it hasn't faltered.
And it has not faltered in 30-some games, right? I mean, it really has been. Well, yeah, but everybody faltered in that one.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
Everybody, you know, effed up in the Super Bowl. So, but it really hasn't. It hasn't faltered in 3 years. I mean, we're looking at Steve Spagnuolo, who is the greatest of all time, you know, when it comes to being a defensive coordinator in the NFL. He shuts down every good quarterback. I mean, look at Steve Spagnuolo. Record against like legitimate quarterbacks, 1-6-1 now against, you know, Lamar Jackson. What's he against, you know, Josh Allen in the playoffs? What did he do against Tom Brady in the postseason?
Mm-hmm.
You know, so this guy understands how to coordinate a defense. And I think for so many years we've been wondering where the offense went. We forgot to notice our defense was pretty damn good. And now I think people are waking up and realizing we have one of the best defenses in the league.
No doubt. And you might have a cornerback that you got again where Brett Veach seems to thrive, and little Christmas, Noah Williams.
Noah Williams, baby. Wow.
Best defensive grade for a corner in the NFL in the first 4 weeks
Love
of the
it.
Season. Did we do it again? Did he do it again?
I think they did it again.
I mean,
did
again,
he do it again?
You know,
is the writing on the wall for McDuffie then?
Is this the
Snead move?
Well, I mean, it depends on where they are with a contract. Now, I haven't asked or heard or talked about anybody with McDuffie's contract since the season started. Other things have been, you know, taking up my time, like how do we get the offense to score? It just depends on where they are in that contract. I know that they consider him a pillar of this franchise and they want to get a deal done. So hopefully they do get a deal done, you know, with Trent McDuffie, that have him and Noel Williams together. But
together.
As good as Brett Veach has been with these draft picks, I mean, Dave Merritt needs to be talked
Agreed.
About more as the defensive back coach. I got a sneaky feeling that when Spags retires, that's our new defensive coordinator.
Ooh.
And I mean, he's the perfect guy to elevate to that role. Everybody that he works with turns into a superstar on the back end of that defense, right? And then they go elsewhere and you never hear from them again. That shows you what good coaching is here in Kansas City, that they can take guys, turn them into stars, and as soon as they leave the tutelage here in Kansas City, you don't hear much about them anymore, right? They just kind of go, whether it's injury or whatever the case may be, and then the next guy comes in and he's better than the last one. Like, it's really awesome to watch. And so I would love to see Dave Merritt get that opportunity. He knows what Spags does. And I was actually thinking about that driving in this morning. I'm like, I don't know why if I'm Dave Merritt, I'm writing down every single thing that Spags says. I'm recording everything. So if I do get this opportunity to be the defensive coordinator, I can dial up those blitzes and all that great stuff that Steve Spagnuolo has done over the years.
The first quarter is complete in the NFL, so we are already on to week 5. Hard to believe that. October 1st
Crazy,
is today.
Man.
Obviously, they play on Monday night against those Jaguars. What team is the most surprising so far, good or bad?
Well, I think from a bad standpoint, I think you have to look around and say the Jets. No, I'm kidding.
So surprised.
The Jets are doing exactly what the Jets are doing. But the team that's most surprising to me is Baltimore right now. I did not see that fall from grace happening to the Baltimore Ravens. I felt like they were kind of a team like the Chiefs. I don't want to say on cruise control or anything like that, but where injuries happen and it doesn't look as good, but they still figure out ways to win. They haven't done that at all this year. There's something that is just missing right now in Baltimore. And so from all the teams and the way that they're performing so far this year, from a negative standpoint, I think Baltimore is my biggest surprise. And then, you know, from a positive standpoint, there's a lot of like, who's not surprised by the Indianapolis Colts? I know their most recent one wasn't great, but they're still 3-1 with Daniel Jones playing quarterback. I'm stunned that they have 3 wins with Daniel Jones.
Yeah. And they were in that game against the Rams.
Yeah.
Yeah. Surprise good for me. Surprise bad. Good Colts. Obviously the writing on the wall there, they're doing, you know, their job. And then you got Matt Stafford saying, don't effing look at me, and throwing a touchdown in the back of the end zone to Devontae Adams.
He's
that was cold brother right there from Stafford. If you missed it, the audio's on X. And the surprise bad for me is the Texans. Yeah. I mean, it shouldn't be. They dismantled their offensive line. They still don't have Tank Dell, but again, 1-3.
Yeah.
And your one win is against the Titans, where you had mentioned earlier they put up 6 points for basically three quarters and then ran away with it 26-0.
Yeah.
So
dude, that was a game for way too long against the worst team in football. So yeah, I'm with you on that. I think the Seahawks, I thought they'd be a good team, but they're 3-1. Yeah. I'm like, damn, they're gonna like contend for this division. They're physical, they're making the playoffs, they're a great defense.
Let me ask you this. How pissed off are Jet fans watching Sam Darnold now be good with two other teams and not them?
Yep, exactly.
I mean, like that's you. That's not the quarterback. That's a you problem right there as an organization. That's why I say organizations ruin quarterbacks as much as quarterbacks ruin themselves. That's why I hope for Cam Ward, man, he gets an adult in the room soon.
Is there a player that stood out in the NFL for you this year?
Look, it's a homer pick. It's Patrick Mahomes. I mean, I know it's a homer pick, but I mean, my God, what this guy has done through four games to will his team to two wins, to play like he did the other day, to basically be the only offensive weapon for the first 2 weeks of the season. I mean, he's been spectacular. He's not going to get the credit, but the MVP odds are sure drastically changing now. All of a sudden, I think Patrick Mahomes is in the top three. People are starting to notice, like, this guy is carrying this team at this point in time.
Yeah, for me, it shouldn't be a surprise, but standout-wise, it was my pick in the beginning of the year for Offensive Player of the Year, Puka Nacua. Mm-hmm. I mean, the guy, week one, got busted in the face, like had like a cut on his eye, went right back in, balled out. He's easily right now got to be the favorite for Offensive Player of the Year. It's him or McCaffrey, right?
He's got over 100 yards more than second place in the league right now in Jackson Smith and Jigba. He's got, let's see, he's got more targets. He's got eight more receptions than anyone else in the league as well.
Puka Nacua right now at plus 300 for Offensive Player of the Year, leading the pack. Behind him is Jonathan Taylor, Bijan Robinson, Christian McCaffrey, and then Amara St. Brown. Those are the numbers of offense. Yep. The other surprise to me is Ibuka. I mean, what he's done as a rookie, and then not only that, you lose one of the greatest wide receivers we've seen in our generation, Mike Evans, and still just not disappeared, not dissipated, still picking up the slack. Chris Godwin back will help him. Now they're going to be without Bucky Irving, it looks like. In Tampa, he's got a foot injury. Ibuka's been fantastic. Rookie right out of the chute. I mean, you look at guys like Marvin Harrison Jr. who were supposed to live up to the expectations. Mm-hmm. Ibuka was not supposed to be up to those expectations. He's supposed to be good.
What draft pick was he? Was he a third round or sixth round pick?
I thought he was higher than
was
that.
Was he higher than third? I thought he was one of those guys that like they just kind of quote unquote found in the draft, and then all of a sudden, oh my God, this guy's here.
He was first round, 19th overall.
He was because
he was out of Ohio State, which is funny enough.
Who are you talking about?
Mecca Egbuka.
Oh, I was talking about Puka. I'm sorry.
Oh, Puka. No, Puka was like a fifth or a sixth round.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, he was a fifth or sixth round pick.
Puka was like a sixth round pick out of BYU. Yeah, he was one of those like things that Sean McVay was sitting on. He's like, just wait. Okay,
kind of like their Tyreek Hill, ultimately. You know, like you found this guy that nobody was talking about, nobody knew about, and you went and drafted him. And all that good talk that you guys had about Tampa Bay, why isn't Bowles getting enough credit? Jeff Bowles is doing a hell of a job down there in Tampa. Like, he will never get credit, right? That guy will never, ever, ever get credit because he doesn't say much. He's kind of soft-spoken. He failed with the Jets. He's not like this dynamic personality. He's not a well-known name around the league. But the injuries that they've suffered and the offensive line being the way it is and turning Baker around, too. I mean, a lot of people gave that Liam Cohen guy credit who's now Duvaling it in Jacksonville, and Baker kind of picked up where he left off. So I think you got to give Bowles a lot of credit down there in Tampa for kind of holding that thing together. They're sitting at 3-1 right now. It's been a hell of a first half for Tampa.
He has the 11th best odds to be coach of the year, according to DraftKings.
Yeah.
Going to win their division for the fourth year in a row, I think.
I mean, he just does his job. Like, if you would ask the average football fan who the coach of Tampa is, I guarantee you most people don't know.
No way.
Not a chance they know who that guy is, right? And they should. He's starting to become one of the better coaches now in the NFL.
Yeah, we can do more of that a little bit later on. But we come back, we get to Max Pack and Bob's Bottom Feeders here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for the Kansas City Chiefs.
This is voice of the Wildcats, Wyatt Thompson, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for K-State Athletics, 96.5 The Fan.
Brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
It's time for Max Pack.
Diving right back into it, 7 o'clock on a Wednesday, October 1st.
Little shout out to the Olathe East girls tennis team. Yeah. They're headed out to Bonner Springs for a big match today.
Let's go.
I think Coach Reynolds has got them listening in the van on the way out there to Bonner Springs. Let's Delaney kicked some ass today, all right? Dad's proud of you. Love you. I know I'm embarrassing you right now, and that's great.
And that's perfect.
I love it.
Exactly
yeah.
what
Speaking
we want.
Of driving.
Mm-hmm. Oh, damn it. Now I'm going to get embarrassed.
You don't know this.
Oh.
You looked at me like I have 10 heads, and you're going to look at me even more like I've got 10 heads. So I'm driving down Metcalf yesterday.
Is there a Lexus in front of you?
There is.
Is it one that looks familiar in the parking lot?
Yep, it is.
Oh, boy.
It's got the Tennessee plates.
Oh, boy.
And all of a sudden, I see his back end go straight up in the air, slammed on the brakes, right?
He was on his cell phone, didn't
he? He was.
Yeah, I knew it.
On the phone.
I was.
On the phone.
Did Dad call him immediately?
Immediately.
Yes, I did. He goes, hello, and I go, what did I say?
Get off your phone.
Right, and you're like, damn it, he saw me.
Hey, at least he cares.
Yeah, of course.
And then he says to me, if I got into an accident, would you have stopped? I go, of course I would
Which
have stopped.
Which I knew the answer. That was me just wanting to hear how much he loves me. You
yeah.
Know?
I just kept driving like, geek,
but
idiot.
I mean, I saw your back. Like, you slammed on those brakes.
It was a little
that
scary.
Back end went up in the air. Like, it was not minor. It was
no,
not.
No, it was my fault.
It was a bad deal. Like, it would have been multiple cars that got smashed. And I look at him. He's on his phone. Hey, Field Yates just sent a tweet about fantasy football. You're putting everybody in jeopardy over Twitter.
Thank you, Bob.
Did you know when I was calling that I had seen it? Because, I mean, my car is very noticeable.
Oh, very noticeable. Yeah, you were far enough ahead, though. I was like, he may have seen it, but it's going to be close. But
yeah.
I was like, the timing was too coincidental. I was like, damn it, I got to answer this.
And so for those asking, yes, I do it through my Bluetooth, through Apple CarPlay.
Yep, yes.
I said, please call via Siri, call Mac Morey. Dials the phone. Hello? Put your phone down. Damn, he saw me.
Dang it. I've been pounded this week.
So, Dad's always watching is the thing, right? You think you're going to drink this weekend? Dad knows.
Be careful, Delaney. He's watching.
I got eyeball. I told the kids. I got eyeballs all around this city.
He knows people, guys. Josh had to tell me that. All right, let's start with Max Pack, baby. Number five.
Oh, man. You don't want to get into the picture there?
Oh, Clang with the line of the year still.
Amazing. Decade. All right. let's do some Max Pack. This list, based on who will hoist a Lombardi trophy in February, it's not some, whatever power rankings. This is talking about the real big picture. Okay,
right.
Baby, let's start at number five. Detroit Lions. This team, man. Dan Campbell is here. He's arrived. This guy's legit. We were talking about Todd Bowles being legit. Dan Campbell,
yeah.
He's serious. You know, the coordinators leave. He's a leader. These guys just want to play for him. And guess what? I think he took a copy of Ben Johnson's playbook. They're still really creative on offense. They can score. They had that bad week one against the Packers. Since
yeah.
then, they've been one of the best teams in football.
You used the most important word there when you're talking about a head coach leader. Give me somebody that people want to follow and play for and work for and live for, man. And that is him, man. It's Dan Campbell.
All five of these teams are going to have a solidified identity, and Dan Campbell does that in droves. I mean, they just
yep.
have an identity of that they would go die on the field for Dan Campbell. They're aggressive on fourth down. They know who they are, and that's so important in this league. Number four is the Los Angeles Rams.
Okay.
They know who they are, too. They rely on Matt Stafford. They rely on what could be the offensive player of the year in Puka Nacua, right? They've got Kyron Williams. Devontae Adams is not showing his age by any
means.
He's
been really good.
He's
surprised.
Great.
Yeah, he was, you know, also in bad situations. Now he's in
yeah,
a good situation.
Exactly.
It's amazing what happens when you play in a good situation.
Exactly. And his game has never been predicated on speed or burst. He's a great route runner with great hands. It's going to stay for a while, especially when you got Stafford slinging it to you. That defense can fly around. Buffalo Bills at number three. This is, you could argue they're number one, number two, number three. They're at worst number three. They just have not. They played the Ravens. We know what the Ravens are right now. It was an incredible comeback in week one. Since then, it's the Saints and a couple of other crappy teams. I think
1-12.
Yeah, is their combined record of the teams that they've beaten.
You play who you play.
Exactly.
That's right. You
play
do.
Who
yeah.
you play. I'm just going to put them at three here for now, but this team is elite and Josh Allen's special. I don't know if they're amazing at anything outside of what Josh Allen is in control of. Like,
but
I don't
they're
think
good at everything.
They're good at everything, exactly.
Yeah.
I don't know what they're amazing at.
They
the Eagles
challenge is Sunday night.
Damn right. It's a big AFC East division matchup against the New England Patriots. The Buffalo Bills will be wearing their new icy uniforms, which we love. Those icy white uniforms.
Who's singing that song, So Icy?
Vanilla icy?
Icing. So, I don't know.
You know, he stole that from Queen.
Oh, yeah.
Ice, baby.
Philadelphia Eagles at number two. This is a team kind of like the Chiefs we mentioned last year. They can win in any way. Sometimes it's ugly. Zero passing yards in the second half. It's not what you want when you've got A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith and Dallas Goedert. But they won. That's what matters, right? We preached it all last season. I'd be hypocritical if I was, you know, dogging on them. Wow, zero. Yes, it is a concern, something that needs to be remedied. But the fact that they are able to just do that is impressive. The running game is something that I bite my antenna on as well. Saquon hasn't been as explosive, as dominant. That offensive line may be a tick back, but still, the Eagles just can do pretty much everything well when they're asked to. And then they were number five last week. People preaching on the text line, wow, Mac, you're biased. What are you doing here, man? We're down in the dumps. We're screwed. Have you seen this? We're going to be 1-3. The Baltimore Ravens are coming to town. It's the Kansas City Chiefs.
There
baby.
You go.
It's
standing ovations. Well played. Come on. Very well done. So you listen to dad. Yes. Now if you just put your damn cell phone down while you're driving.
That's exactly right. I just got to start doing that.
Also, look how nice dad looks this morning.
I know. Dad looks
great.
Got
a big job interview later on today. Yeah.
Don't say that.
There's an opening. Hey, before you announce your bottom feeders, I don't know if this judges any sort of, or if this day merits any sort of change.
Yeah.
There's a benching of a starting quarterback in the NFL as official today.
Cleveland?
Joe Flacco's out.
Joe
Dylan Gabriel's in.
Out.
And that doesn't move the needle.
Okay. They're still at the bottom?
Well, yeah. I mean, but if they were to put Shedeur Sanders in, I think there'd be some excitement about that. You'd be like, yeah, baby, let's go.
Dylan Gabriel, over under 1.5 batted passes this week.
Batted? Yeah. Over.
Okay.
Over. He's tiny.
He's my height. Yeah. Like, legitimately, we're like, very similar.
Why are you doing this in Cleveland? What are we doing here? Just start the guy so everybody can either open the book on Shedeur Sanders and think he's good or close the book and realize he's not good.
Well,
either way.
Give it 2 weeks.
Yeah, that is true. So my bottom feeders, the Browns come in at number five. They stink out loud, obviously. The thing is, though, I hate to say this, but it's kind of reminiscent of the Royals. Like World Series rotation, minor league offense all year. The Browns kind of got a Super Bowl defense.
They really have a good defense.
And a minor league offense. Like, the UFL's looking at the Browns going, we're better than that. We're the UFL. Number four for me, the Dolphins. They come in at number four. They're now sitting there, and whatever they are. They're just, you know, losing their best player, obviously. They stink out loud.
Yeah, so they're bad.
The Miami Dolphins come in at number four. The Saints come in at number three this week. I'm not sure what they do right down in New Orleans. So they're coming in at number three. Number two are the J-E-T-S, Jets. Ooh. Jets. 13 penalties, 3 turnovers. Gosh. In that game. That's a bad performance. When you have that many penalties and turnovers, that is a reflection on your head coach. You've got to straighten that kind of stuff up, man. That's discipline. That's following the rules. That's doing what you're supposed to do. That's showing you have control over an organization. 13 penalties, 3 fumbles is not a good look for a coach who said he was going to clean things up. And then at number one, well, it's Tennessee. I mean, I don't think there's a worse organization right now in the NFL than the Tennessee Titans. They don't have a head coach. They have a quarterback that's telling everybody their ass.
He's keeping a buck.
I mean, it's great. It's better than sitting there and telling everybody we're close. We're only this play away. We're doing some good things. We all got eyes. We can all see that Tennessee Titan team is really, 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 really bad, and they don't do much of anything good, including, you know, with their head coach. They need to make a move there on their head coach, move on from him, and change things up, because it is a bad situation down there in Tennessee when you got your quarterback saying this.
I mean, we keeping a buck right now, we ass.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I love that quote.
It's great.
That's quote of the year so far.
I mean,
in the
we
NFL.
Keeping a buck right now, we ass.
They belong in their own lists, their own bottom feeders. They are disgustingly bad.
I'm just glad the kids are still using buck. We used to use that all the time when I was in college.
I mean, we keeping a buck right now, we ass.
Mm-hmm. Used to be a show on MTV called Buck Wild. It lasted one season. God, Dylan Gabriel.
That doesn't excite anybody.
I mean, he was
anybody.
Drafted ahead of Shedeur, so technically he should get the opportunity, according to projections, right? Like, you took this guy ahead of him, he's going to get so many. They play Detroit.
Oh, they play Detroit. Oh, no. That's not going to be good. They should give him, a few weeks. They should just give everyone a couple weeks.
We taking Aiden Hutchinson over 1.5 sacks this week? Good Lord. That game might be 55-10. And the 10 might be because they get a lucky, like, scoop and score on Jared Goff, not seeing, like, a first quarter blitz from Garrett.
Yeah, from Miles. Yep, exactly.
Oh, my God.
Dylan Gabriel. God.
Like, again,
that doesn't even sound like a quarterback's name.
These folks forget in the NFL this is an entertainment business. Dylan Gabriel doesn't entertain anybody. He doesn't move the needle. You're not saving your job by putting Dylan Gabriel in there as quarterback. Play no. Shador Sanders.
Yeah, do it.
I mean, obviously, what do you have to lose if you're Stefanski, your two-time coach of the year?
They're going to draft a quarterback next year, aren't they?
Probably.
They're going to have to.
They have to.
Who?
I don't know.
Nesmeyer.
Yeah, none of these. I mean, that's a different topic for a different day, but yeah. None of these guys are really skyrocketing. Who? Yeah. I mean, over there in Miami, our guy that we don't like, Carson Beck, has played really well this season.
Yeah, he's been probably the best steady quarterback.
Is he back with the Cavender twin?
Well, he's playing good now. He should be.
He should, yeah, absolutely. That's the way it should work.
Gosh, what a pull that would be.
That'd be crazy. Yeah, Nussmeier, you mentioned, Drew Aller. I don't know, man.
Klubnik's in there. He's another quarterback that's coming out.
Yep. Yep, Klubnik. Yep. None of these guys are moving the needle. I'm not like...
None of these guys are like, oh, we need to tank for this guy.
No. And you should never tank for anybody. I mean, you know, nobody was tanking for Mahomes, and he was the best quarterback in that draft. Yeah, the suck for luck thing went well.
People were sucking for Caleb Williams. The real pick, at least right now, looks to be Jaden Daniels at number two.
Oh, yeah. That's right. Cincinnati plays Detroit this week.
We'll see how it all... Oh, okay. I mean, at the end of...
Cleveland plays in London at 8:30 a.m. against the Minnesota Vikings. Brian, we get Flores. Carson Wentz versus Dylan Gabriel in London.
You're welcome.
Oh, wow.
You're welcome to the British.
Yeah.
That's like beans on toast.
Yeah, exactly. You gave us beans on toast. We give you Dylan Gabriel.
Yeah. I mean, like, literally, like, we can sell the NFL anywhere. Sell us on this one, Dylan Gabriel and Carson Wentz.
Woo!
But we'll here's the deal. Carson Wentz looks just like your prince.
That's right, he does. True. Yeah, they may think the prince is playing.
Yeah. What the hell's Harry doing out there?
Yeah. Is he the one married to Meghan?
Yes.
Yeah.
He's the one that wants to.
So he's the one who's kind of
privacy.
Banned from England right now, right? Yeah.
Double
kind of shunned him.
Yeah, but I think he's getting his way back in. I think they're working on things.
They
like,
just want their privacy.
And then they do a documentary about how they want their privacy.
They just want their privacy.
Then stay off social media. Yes. Stay out of the news. Don't do documentaries. It's very simple to have your privacy. Ask Mac, except when he's driving a Metcalf.
You have no privacy when Dad's watching. Get into one word.
Dad season. One word.
First name is Blake, and he goes on a cruise. He goes on a Caribbean cruise.
Katie Holmes.
No. Ah!
Are you listening?
What's your least favorite thing about working with yourself?
Body odor.
You get one word.
On the count of three, name your favorite dinosaur. One, two, three.
Velociraptor.
This is One Word on Fesco and Dusty.
One, two, three.
Oatmeal raisin.
It's almost oatmeal raisin season, baby.
It is oatmeal raisin season. Yeah, it's October. Officially oatmeal raisin season. If you look at the calendar, it says that. ORS.
One word, baby, on the first day of MLB playoffs.
Special. And there, I could use anxiety. Mm-hmm. I could use pitch because every pitch matters. It's a really good day. The Dodgers and Reds were decent enough with a couple of home runs early on. You can check out of that one. But those first three games, man, came down to the end for all of them. It was great.
Yeah, the one word I'll use is electric. I mean, it just everything. I mean, yeah, the only game that sucks yesterday was the Dodgers game at the end. Teoscar Hernandez and Shohei Ohtani both hitting two home runs each. Par for the course there. Cincinnati, probably the worst team in the playoffs out of all of them. But yeah, it's electric, man. Like yesterday, just Cleveland and Detroit with those two hosses on the mound.
And then Hosey gets on third with, to start the ninth, the air, the whole shebang. And you're thinking, all right, we're going to score. I'm like, oh.
And then you get the Yankees Red Sox game where it's just, I mean, Crochet going up against Freed,
so
which
fun.
Is weird that it's spelled Fried, but it's pronounced Freed. The English words are just amazing to
makes
me.
Makes no sense,
Max Fried. It's Freed, actually.
Yeah.
But it says Kentucky. So is it Kentucky Freed Chicken?
It is. Well, now it is. If he wins a World Series in New York, they will rebrand. They don't even use Kentucky Fried Chicken anymore. It's now KFC, I think, is the official name.
It's chicken.
Yeah.
I
don't think it's technically Kentucky Fried Chicken anymore. I think it's just KFC for Kitchen Fried Chicken.
I don't even know they can say chicken. Chicken.
WNBA went crazy yesterday. Nafisa Collier, Fee, as the players over there in the WNBA call her. She went off on WNBA Commissioner Kathy Engelbert about, well, I'll just let you listen to her.
So first of all, I'd like to congratulate the Mercury for advancing to the finals.
And I want to be clear, this conversation is not about winning or losing. It's about something much bigger. The real threat to our league isn't money, it isn't ratings, or even missed calls, or even physical play. It's the lack of accountability from the league office. Since I've been in the league, you've heard the constant concerns about officiating, and it has now reached levels of inconsistency that plague our sport and undermine the integrity in which it operates. Whether the league cares about the health of the players is one thing, but to also not care about the product we put on the floor is truly self-sabotage. Year after year, the only thing that remains consistent is the lack of accountability from our leaders.
Wow.
Yep, she called out the leaders, the refs. She called out everything. It was over 4 minutes of that eloquent speech there from Fee.
She called out Caitlin Clark, too.
No, she didn't.
Oh, she. Which one did?
The commissioner called out Caitlin Clark.
Yeah. Sorry, well, and she brought it up about Kathy saying, yeah, Caitlin Clark, you know, she's
she should be lucky that
she should
we have.
Yeah, she should be thanking me for giving her this platform.
No, you should be thanking Caitlin Clark for wanting to play in your league.
Yep.
Right? Because that league is, up until Caitlin Clark, up until recently, had been a dead stick. Nobody was watching the WNBA. You got Caitlin Clark, you get Angel Reese, you get Paige Beckers. I mean, the gal from Missouri,
Sophie
out there, you know, just destroying every love it, right? Fun. The WNBA, just like any sport, is a vehicle for the athletes to do their job. If the athletes aren't out there doing their job and bringing in the fans, then the league doesn't exist. The league exists because of the players. The players don't exist because of the league.
Yeah.
And when you have a gal like Caitlin Clark out there or a guy like Patrick Mahomes and they do so much to raise the image of the league, you better be bowing down at the feet. And that commissioner released a statement yesterday, never denied she said any of that kind of stuff. Nope. If she's talking trash on Caitlin Clark, she's got to go. Yeah. There's no room for you at the end. Now, I will say this. The Colliers own that 3-on-3 women's basketball league, too.
Yeah,
so
unrivaled.
They own a direct competition to the WNBA, so there may be a little bit of that's being played there. But if this commissioner doesn't back Caitlin Clark, she needs to go.
I feel like I would have asked the commissioner, do you have any idea how to stop the dildo pandemic that's happening in your sport? Because of the comment that she made about Caitlin Clark. Because someone texted and said, she said Caitlin Clark should be on her knees thanking her lucky stars for the platform of the WNBA. Kit Bent.
Yeah, Caitlin Clark was a superstar in college. She could never have even – didn't have to play in the WNBA, and she was set for life.
She doesn't need you. You need her.
100%.
How many sellouts were there before Caitlin Clark?
Exactly.
How many games were actually being played in big-time arenas and not smaller arenas that sit 6,000 to 8,000? Or, you know, the Connecticut team plays in a casino. Like the WNBA has changed so much over the last couple of years. It's because of the talent of the players that we all want to watch. It has nothing to do with the commissioner of the league.
I think it'd be good for Clark to release a statement. Both Angel Reese and Paige Beckers have come out saying, hey, thank you, Fee, because those were the three players mentioned by name from Fee there in that speech.
Yeah, Caitlin does need to say something. Yeah,
I know her
does,
team was in the playoffs and everything. Hey, they lost. It's over. You need to go now. Say something. Your team will no longer be affected.
One word to the commissioner of the WNBA.
I'll tell you what one word, stupid.
Exactly.
I mean, could you imagine Goodell getting out there and going, Patrick Mahomes should be, you know, kissing his lucky stars for the NFL.
Ridiculous. You'd be like, you're a fool.
I mean, that's something Manfred would have said like 5 years ago. Otani should be lucky we have Major League Baseball so he could be a superstar. He was a superstar long before he knew about Major League Baseball, sir.
Tiger Woods should be on his knees thanking his lucky stars.
Michael Jordan should be on his lucky knees thanking David Stern for creating the NBA.
Lucky knees.
Kathy should be counting her days.
She should be thanking Caitlin Clark and Angel Reese and all of the great players in the WNBA. What an idiot.
J.J. Piccolo spoke to press yesterday. He said Alex Zumwalt's going to stay. He said most of the staff's actually going to stay, but he spoke to Alex Zumwalt and kind of giving him some more confidence.
Yeah, I mean, he's a tireless worker, which, as Q said, they all are tireless workers. His creativity, his game planning, his relationship building abilities all really stand out. When you think about, you know, let's just use Bobby and Mike Hell as examples. When they first set foot in this organization, Alec was our hitting coordinator. He's grown with them throughout the last 6-7 years. For some of those guys, he's the only hitting coach that they've really known, have worked together. So there's a strong trust in what he does and what he brings. So, you know, part of being a good coach is building relationships. If you can't build relationships, then you don't have trust. So Alec, I know, has the trust of our hitters.
I think that is important. You know, you bring in a new voice. It's like when you go see a new therapist, it's hard to find a therapist. That's what a hitting coach really is, a therapist. There are going to be changes in the hitting department. It may not be the guy that we all know, the hitting coach, but you know these organizations now. They got these directors of hitting. They've got assistant directors of hitting. They got hitting departments. They call it the pitching lab and all this kind of stuff. The hitting lab, I think, is going to be changed. You heard JJ kind of allude to that. It may not be Alex Zumwalt, but it may be somebody else that could be vitally important down in the minor leagues to develop these guys. So when they do come up to the big league level, we're not looking at a season like we had again. So the one word that I will use is safe, and I'll put dot, dot, dot for now. If they start out slow, it's May 15th and they're still not hitting, then I think you'll probably see something in the dugout change with the Royals.
Yeah, one word's boring. It's not worth it. You mentioned Mike Ho Garcia and Bobby Witt Jr. I mean, like, come on now. I mean, it was George Brett that got Mike Ho Garcia to turn things around. He said it here in that chair right over there.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I think it's time to move on from Zumwalt, but I don't make the decisions. I don't have an 82-80 win baseball team, so I trust the organization, but I do not trust Alex Zumwalt if I'm putting that on record. Coming up on the other side, World Series predictions plus baseball playoffs are something of a different kind. Here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for the Kansas City Royals.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty. Tune in to hear Mitch Holthus every Friday at 7:20, right here on your home for Chiefs football. 96.5 The Fan. Fesco and Dusty is brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
You know what, guys? This game. You know what, guys? This game.
You miss Jay Binkley. Join us every Wednesday at 6:45. Go back to the podcast. That?
You know what, guys? This game.
That's right.
I love it.
You just gotta love Jay Binkley, man.
The best.
Who doesn't?
The best.
You know what he loves?
Yeah. It's in the song. Football, beer, 3-4 defense,
and boobs. Men's wieners. I don't know if he likes that.
No.
Hey, come on, man. Come on. Yesterday, playoff baseball started. I know there's a lot of people out there that maybe aren't as, I don't know, baseball horned up like a few of these guys in this room are. But there's just something different about playoff baseball, man.
Mm-hmm.
And yesterday, the first two slates, I guess two of the first three were what we were really into. Now, playoff baseball in Chicago has got to be insane, especially when they win. In Wrigley, day game, 2 o'clock start, you know, go have your fun. You don't even go to work on Tuesday yesterday if you live in Chicago and you're a Cubs fan. And then the Yankee game was insane, right? Bases loaded, bottom of the ninth.
Nobody out.
The big guns coming up.
No runs.
Nothing.
First time in baseball playoff history. Bases loaded, bottom of the ninth, nobody out, no runs.
And I know this is like nerd stuff, but I mean, Giancarlo Stanton was about an inch and a half away from sending a baseball 550 feet to center field because he does come up, bases loaded, nobody out, Chapman on the mound, hosing at 101, and throws a fastball about below the letter, which I guess belt high, you could say 101 miles per hour, and Stanton just clips it and it goes directly backwards. And we know that in baseball, that if you go straight back, it means you missed it by that much.
That much. Yep.
And I mean, if Stanton were to connect with that baseball at 101 miles per hour off Chapman, I don't know if anybody beats the Yankees the rest of the way, because that would have been one of those iconic baseball home runs, grand slam, walk off.
Oh.
Everybody's nuts. Spike Lee's going to break his white glasses, all this sort of stuff. And he missed it by that much. And then they get nothing out of it. What, they go strikeout, pop out, strikeout? Is that how that ended in the ninth?
Yes, it was.
And then Jazz Chisholm flies out and then does the most cowardly thing in the world and just goes to the media, turns his back, and flips through his clothes in the locker room.
Be a man, bro. Seriously, that, like, be a man, Jazz.
Do you think he has reason to be upset for being kind of platooned?
No.
Third Yankee ever to have a 30-30 season?
No.
No, because it was a lefty.
It was a lefty. I mean,
it's matchups.
And you know, I'm not an analytic guy and a number guy. For the course of baseball, we've never played lefty batters against lefty pitchers.
Unless they're just the dominance, right? Like Chisholm isn't in that category of like a Bonds or, you know, any big left-handed batter. You're just not. Like, you're a 30-30 guy. You're lucky to be on the Yankees.
Yeah.
And not only that, but you know, there's Garrett Crochet out there who's
Chaz Chisholm is gonna start in center field.
Really living up to that name. And you know, look, hey Daryl, you want to be a major league athlete? You're gonna have to take quests for the media. Hey Daryl, there's four MVPs hitting 1, 2, 3, 4 in your lineup. Hey Daryl, you're not as good as you think you are because Garrett Crochet is an absolute stud and dropped one of the biggest bombs to Alex Cora before the game yesterday.
Alex, we ask a lot of analytics questions to you about baseball, but how much would you say was just your gut with Crochet today, your baseball mind, or did you kind of know all the scenarios, or was your just your gut and how he looked in play today?
Jeez. I think it was him.
He's what do you mean by that?
Yeah. I mean, the stuff was still really good at that point. He was throwing 97, 98. The previous inning was a quick one, so gave us a chance to push the envelope in the eighth. It was a quick inning against
six pitches.
A pocket that gave him kind of trouble early in the game, so I didn't hesitate. You know, I told Bales he's going out, and he did his job.
Sorry. In an era where pitchers almost never pitch that long, what is it in Crochet's makeup that you saw him having the ability to do
that?
He
pitched seven innings and deliver
a
baby.
We were joking around that for some reason, our front office was in the bullpen checking something over there, and he was in the dugout with me, and I told him we should call the bullpen, and he's like, tomorrow you're going to make one call to the bullpen. I said, maybe two. He's like, no, one. He's going to be straight to Chappie. I'm like, okay, I'll take that, and that's how it worked out.
What is it in his makeup that
– Makeup.
It's just a guy that wants it bad, to be honest with you. He was in a situation last year that he was learning how to become a starter. He got traded to become the ace. He got paid like an ace. And since day one, he's acted like that.
Stones, man.
Yeah, I mean, he's
biggest
unbelievable.
Game of your career in Yankee Stadium. You're making one call, Skip. You're making one call.
That's right.
And it's going to one guy.
Chappie.
And then I'm done.
Chappie!
He goes 7 1/3, last pitch of his pitching performance, 101 mile an hour, middle finger.
I mean, when you go six pitches in the seventh,
yeah,
you know, like that's ridiculous. Like, why'd you keep him out there? Did you watch the game, or were you on X during the whole game? Yeah, reporter person.
Yeah.
He was dominating. That's why we kept him in the game. I'm not that idiot from Tampa who pulls Blake Snell in the fifth in the World Series.
Yeah.
Keep this guy going, man.
So what Blake Snell did last
night. Oh, my God. Did you see what Blake Snell did last night? Seven innings of basically just sit down, Cincinnati. Sit down, Cincinnati. Good night, Cincinnati. And Tampa's pulling him out of the game in the fifth inning in the game-clinching World Series where they have a lead.
Snell, 9 strikeouts. Scooble, 14. Crochet, 11. I mean, like, it's just you when you have that guy, that's like when they say, like Vern talks about it all the time, when the Royals are in their season and they're talking about, you know, what you're going to do. You want Cole Reagans to be the guy that when it's game one of the playoffs, here's the ball, go do your thing. That's what Scooble did. That's what Crochet did. That's what Snell did. All those guys went out there yesterday, and that's playoff baseball, man. When the arm is electric like they are, it's tough because, yeah, the regular season, you got 162 to fall back on for most of the season. Playoff baseball, three-game series of wild card, game one, the analytics will tell you, like, the dramatic swing now for Boston
huge
to win this series.
Yep.
Because now they can lose this game, go back to Fenway. And,
no, there's no going back.
That's right. It's all,
it's all there.
That's right,
yeah.
That's right. So, yeah, now you have two opportunities to win one more game in New York. Obviously, that's how math works. And the same goes for Detroit. Cleveland had all this surge. Now we're going to – did Cleveland run out of gas?
They may have.
And we'll see that today because it's the same schedule it was yesterday that it is today, and I'm all here for it.
Yeah, I love it. I think it's great. I know there's obviously some people complain about the first round and whatnot, but I like it. It's really kind of different for baseball because usually baseball's everything is a series. It's long, right? This is a sprint. This is really the only sprint in baseball. It's this wild card round, and I really do like it. I think it's entertaining. I think it's fun. I think it's, you know, intense, too. I mean, even if you don't have a team and you're watching these games, you're on the edge of your couch watching every single pitch, and I see Mac back there nodding. You weren't a baseball fan 2 years ago, and now you're like, yup, I was there, man.
I loved it.
Texting about Crochet last
yes
night, like getting into it, and that's good. That's what baseball has done for the last couple of years. They're bringing people to the party, and then they want to shut it down and go on strike in a year. You know, like it's just so stupid.
Me and my dad's last two conversations on the phone the last 2 weeks have been baseball.
Baseball related, right?
That has never happened.
You never talk
with me
about
and my dad.
That. That's crazy, right? So baseball's in a great spot right now. Great spot right now. Don't mess it up.
Yeah, it's insane. I don't know if you saw the picture that I retweeted, but I don't care what the price of this food is at Dodger Stadium. This lady has basically a box in the shape of home plate. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 street-style tacos in there with the carrots, the jalapeno, the lime cilantro, wow, onions, and green salsa. I don't care if that was like $80 a
Dodger. I'm buying that.
100%.
Yeah, that's incredible.
You're feeding your entire family with this box.
Yeah, that's
here's
great.
Here's two, and I'll take two.
Yeah, I love that.
I mean, that looks like San Antonio's like in Dodger Stadium.
100%.
Oh, that's awesome.
Which I think like San Antonio's has the best tacos in the city. I'll
they
die
do.
On that
yeah.
hill.
They, no, they absolutely do. Their tacos are.
And you can get that at the stadium? I mean, that thing is the size of that
lap. And you can bring your own sour cream.
I mean, clutch move.
You always have to, right?
Yeah, you have to at San Antonio's. They don't have sour cream.
Everything is better with a dollop of Daisy.
Yep. You better believe it is.
So who's going to win it all then?
Dodgers.
You know what?
I'm having them make it in my bracket.
I want the Phillies.
That'd be awesome.
I think the Phillies.
Will they square off?
The NL. Well, I don't know what the bracket looks like. I mean, obviously the Phillies are the one seed.
Major League Baseball?
I don't think it does. No, I think the Phillies play the winner of.
I'm looking at it. They'll play Dodgers.
That's the second round?
Phillies and Dodgers will be the second round matchup.
Yeah.
That's
and then
crazy.
Brewers Cubs.
Yep.
Oh that's my fun. God, that fun. Would be awesome.
Yep,
yeah, Brewers Cubs. Oh, I was going to get upset there for a second. Oh, we got Phillies Dodgers, but then you tell me it's Brewers Cubs that's going to have that matchup in the NLDS. Yeah, that's a 90-minute commute between both cities.
Ooh,
get the train. Awesome. I mean, it is fun, man. That's awesome.
Mizorowski's all about it.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Playoff Mizorowski. Yes. Going out there and hosing at 98. God, I love playing baseball.
Yeah, it is good. Do yourself a favor and watch it. I know there's a lot of people, the Rose aren't in it, I'm not in it, but yesterday was an epic day for baseball, and today's going to be a good one as well.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, Mariners will play Detroit if Detroit finishes it, and Toronto will take on Red Sox or Yankees.
Red Sox or Yankees, yeah. Another AL East rivalry
there,
too.
Think about the Red Sox, man. They trade Devers, they trade two of those young guys. I don't remember their names, but you would know they're two young prospects, and it's like,
and Roman Anthony's out,
and
too.
Roman Anthony's out. And
right.
Yeah, they're still doing
and look
great.
At you spitting baseball knowledge back there. And that's what it is. When they traded, you know, when they made the big trade at the beginning of the year, everybody said, oh, the Red Sox are done. It's over, you know. And here they are. They're one win away from advancing to the next round of the playoffs. Alex Cora has done a hell of a job as the manager there, too.
It's awesome.
It's the first day of October, and we've already got some people down bad. Royals are out. Screw baseball. It's already screwed up without a salary cap. Move on. Continued text. You all are out of touch with your audience.
BBN.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers healthcare on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Still stinky.
Might be a shirt someday. Coming up on the other side, here on Fesco and Dusty, we get to the 8 o'clock hour. Plus, we have Matt Cotrero at 9 o'clock, and is the text line smarter than Bob or myself? The answer is probably yes. We'll get to it on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Morning, Kansas City. This is Trey Smith, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
Brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blue.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Houston, when the game's on the line, you trust the Texans to deliver. When your life's on the line after an accident, trust the official personal injury attorney of the Houston Texans, Sheriff Injury Law Firm. Insurance companies have a game plan, and so do we. We fight for your rights, your recovery, and your results. After an accident, before you call the insurance company, call Sheriff Injury Law Firm. Sheriff Injury Law Firm, proud partner of the Houston Texans. Houston's choice for real, relentless results. Go to www.callthesheriff.com.